Hey, it's Marina, travel experta, and today we're going to be talking about 48 hours in Antigua, Guatemala. Are you guys ready for an adventure? Let's begin. Antigua, Guatemala is this gorgeous little colonial city that is an UNESCO site outside of Guatemala City, about approximately 1 hour away. So if you're going to be arriving to Guatemala City, I recommend going directly to Antigua. If you only have 48 hours in Antigua, don't worry about it because that gives you a lot of time to really enjoy what this little city has to offer. First of all, Antigua is about 10 blocks squared. You could easily walk everywhere you need to go. Antigua is a colonial cobblestone little town. The majority of the action surrounds Parque Central, which is the central park of Antigua. It's also where the main cathedral is, and this is where the famous fountain is. And just hanging out in Parque Central is a lot of fun to people watch, and there's usually a lot of different fairs and vendors and all this other stuff. And right around Parque Central, there's also a ton of little restaurants and shops. And right off of that main park is Arc Street, which is the main street. It's called Calle de Arco. And on weekends, they completely close it down, so it's a pedestrian street. However, the majority of the streets right off of Parque Central are really fun, and that is where you will find all the real restaurants, the fun restaurants, bars, whatnot. Now, so if you're going to be calculating how much time you'll need for that, probably between 3 or 4 hours, right? So a good half of a day. From there, I definitely recommend going and checking out the Central Market of Antigua. Market days are Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. However, when we say market day, that's just really means extra fruit and veggie vendors. The rest of the market is always going to be the same, and it's open 7 days per week. So if you get there on market day, it's more fun because it's just much more chaos. And for tourism, it's great. If you live there, I prefer the off days. However, so if you are there on a market day, it's really fun. You'll just get to see a lot more produce, right? But the actual market is there all the time. And if you enter inside the market itself, there's all these clothing vendors, there's local eateries, there's butchers. There's seafood, there's everything you could possibly imagine, and that's usually there all the time. You don't have to go there on market day to see that. And then right next to the Central Market is the Artisan Market. It's also open 7 days a week, and this is where you can find all the different indigenous cloths, the colorful cloth that they're using. Also jewelry, jade, clothes, I mean, you name it, purses, tablecloths. I mean, the supply is endless, right? So this is definitely a place where you want to go and shop around. It's really, really cool. Yes, bargaining is something that we do here in Guatemala, but I don't really recommend it. The majority of these vendors are really poor. They barely make any money as is, and trust me, the stuff is not expensive. Bargaining, I think at one point, and maybe more in the Arab countries where it's actually considered like a sport and almost in good nature. Here, it crosses the line of offensive. That's just my personal opinion. I don't really recommend it. Anyway, so here you have that one full day. Then in the evening, you want to go out to dinner, go to a local restaurant. Local restaurants are called comedores. I re recommend you listening to the podcast about comedores and what is more of the local foods. I have several episodes about Guatemalan local foods, drinks, and where to eat. So you really get that idea as well. Go and check them out. They're only a few minutes, and it really gives you a much more enriching idea of what, more in-depth idea of all of this. Now, for the second day, I really recommend going to a volcano. Pacaya Volcano is really half a day trip. It's close enough. You could take a horse when you're there, or you could hike it to the top. It's really, really cool. It's not super active, but when it is active, you will know, and there's going to be different precautions you'll need to take. But it always has the hot lava undergrounds, so it's really cool. You can literally roast marshmallows, pretty much any time of the year there. And I really recommend Pacaya. If by chance you have a little bit more time than just 48 hours, Acatenango and Fuego trip is one of the best things you'll do. It's you hike up to Volcano Acatenango. I have an entire podcast all about how to do this really well, the different kinds of tours, what to look for, but it is an overnight trip. So you leave in the second part of the day around 1 p.m. and you arrive 1 p.m. the following day. And it's a really awesome trip to do because you hike up, you get to see Fuego, which is the other volcano, which is almost always erupting. And then you walk down and there's camping and everything is included in that. So this is pretty much what I would recommend if you only have 48 hours in Antigua. If you do Pacaya and you have half of that day, I would recommend also going to checking out a jade museum. There's jade stores everywhere because jade is the national gemstone of Guatemala. So going to a jade museum where you can learn a little bit more about where jade comes from and the importance it had for the Mayan indigenous Indian. Really, really interesting. And it's only about an hour at most, right? And there's all these great coffee shops and places to visit and just stroll around in Antigua. And that's really what Antigua is all about. Strolling and enjoying yourself there. So if you guys have any other ideas, please let me know. If you enjoyed this episode, leave me a review, share it with your friends, and remember to make every day an adventure.